The Cleveland Indians are Major League Baseball's biggest surprise so far this season. They hold the best record in the game and currently lead their division by 5 games, despite having one of the smallest payrolls in baseball. Eric Wellman of member station WCPN tells us how the Indians have done it.
Now, where have I heard this story before? A bunch of no-name baseball players obliterating the competition. Oh, yeah, Charlie Sheen.
You put snot on the ball?
I haven't got an arm like yours. I gotta put anything on it I can find.
The 1989 movie Major League told the story of a fictional Cleveland Indians team that, against all odds, was tearing up the league. But the story that's playing out this season is very real, although some fans are slow to believe.
I'm shocked.
Hunching over an outfield railing during a recent game, Jim Braun says what makes this team so exciting is that it doesn't have a star-studded lineup.
One of those teams that everyone excels more because the guy next to you is batting twice what he should. You know, kind of catching a cold. And the whole team has the cold right now.
At around $49 million, the Indians have one of the lowest payrolls in the league. And fan Debbie Donaldson says she wasn't expecting this team to do much of anything.
No, I didn't think we would be enjoying this much success at this point in time. I'm very surprised, and because sometimes it's really hard to be a sports fan in northeastern Ohio.
It is hard. The Indians haven't won a championship in more than half a century. The Browns have improved but still struggle. And the Cavs lost LeBron James last summer. What makes this Indians team fun to watch is not just that they're winning, it's how they're doing it.
Drill, deep right field, way, way back, and gone!
And the production in their lineup is not always coming from the players you'd expect.
In his major league debut, Ezekiel Carrera with a perfect drag bunt up the first baseline.
Boy, we've seen just about everything in this park this year.
And it's not just hitting. Bob Nightingale is a senior baseball writer for USA Today. He says the Indians have a crop of young pitchers, Josh Tomlin, Justin Masterson, Carlos Carrasco, and no one expected them to be this good at the same time.
Great, great pitching. Nobody saw that coming. I think people saw the offense, that they should be able to score some runs, but no one saw the pitching.
Before the season started, I think all of us felt like, you know, there was potential, but a lot of uncertainty.
Mark Shapiro is the Indians' president.
Being one of the youngest teams in the big league was a volatile situation, but the upside is that we could be a lot better than people thought.
So how'd the Indians get here? For the past couple of years, they've been systematically trading away star players on the verge of free agency for younger, minor league talent. 2 Cy Young Award-winning pitchers, an all-star catcher, gone, in exchange for no-name players. The question on many fans' minds is, can this early success continue? There's perhaps no bigger Indians fan than John Adams. He can be found at the top of the bleachers, beating on a huge drum at every home game.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody asks, is this team for real? Are they going to do it always? And the only thing that comes to me is when I'm sitting down to eat a big, juicy steak dinner, I don't think of bologna that I'll be eating tomorrow. I enjoy my steak dinner, so I'm staying focused on that.
What some Indians fans here now hope is that Sports Illustrated doesn't take notice of this team's success. It may be nothing more than superstition, but when Cleveland sports teams make the cover of that magazine, their winning ways are soon over. For NPR News, I'm Eric Wellman in Cleveland.